sound should do to us. It's just awakening, getting ready for that day. What a day that's going to be. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. It's good to see everyone. Feels so good to be in the house, in his presence. You know, we kind of, with that song that she's singing, our life be lifted high, you know, goes along with what we kind of talked about last night. We let him exalt us, humble ourselves and let him do the exalting. You know, we were talked about it. We're in the month, in the season of Teshuvah, and how a wonderful season it is, an exciting season this is, and this whole month. And he's given us 40 days to prepare our hearts and to get ourselves right. And we talked about from sin, turning from sin, preparing for the Messiah's return last night. And today we are the season of Teshuvah again. And it's turning back to the Father in obedience. Turning back to him in obedience. Because just turning back is not enough. You know, and that's what religion teaches. If you just, you know, say I'm sorry, you know, he forgives you, then that's it. That's all we have to do. But no, if you have to turn back and we have to obey, we have to be obedient. I'm not connected. Oh, I was on MacBook Pro. It's telling me I can't connect to the iMac. Oh, okay. All right. Take notes. Everybody's got a pen and paper, right? Here we go. Again, many believe that repentance is just saying I'm sorry, but it's not. It's turning back in obedience. And we start with Deuteronomy 5:29. And this is talking about how the Torah brings life and blessing. That's what the Torah does. It brings life and blessing if we obey. It says, Deuteronomy 5:29, oh, that they had such a heart in them to fear me and to guard all my commands always, so that it might be well with them and with their children forever. So you see that it's bringing, there's a life and a blessing, but not only just for us. Again, it sounds repetitive, but that's just how the scripture works. It's repetitive for a reason, because us as humans, we tend to have a hard head at times. So he's just trying to get his point all the time. Yeah, Brother Chad's back there like, all the time. And it's the truth. It's the truth. But we see that it don't only just affect us. It affects generations after us, our kids' kids. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. It's talking about how Yah provides a way that we can turn back to his commandments when we get out of his will. He provides a way for us to turn back to his commandments. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 1, and it shall be, when all these words come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall bring them back to your heart. Bring them back to our heart among all the nations where Yah, your Elohim, drives you. Verse 2, and shall turn back. I wish we can have it because it's underlined. Just some points. It's teshuva. You have to turn back. It's teshuva. To Yah your Elohim and obey his voice. Not just saying I'm sorry and keep doing it. You know, you might say you're sorry about the sin that you just did. Then an hour later, you find yourself doing it again. It's obey his voice according to all that I command you today with all your heart, with all your being, and your children. Repentance means to turn back to Yah in obedience. Verse 3, then Yah, your Elohim, shall turn back your captivity and shall have compassion on you. Thank God for his compassion. And he shall turn back and gather you from all the peoples where Yah, your Elohim, has scattered you. Verse 4, if any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under the heavens. Anybody felt like that at one point in time in your life? That you just felt like you were so far driven out of his presence. What he says, if any of you are driven out to the farthest parts of the heavens. I remember when I was there. From there, Yah, your Elohim, does gather you. And from there, he does take you. He goes and get you when you humble yourself. When you humble yourself and you repent and you feeling like you were on the way on the other side of the earth, if we show humility, he'll come there and he'll rescue us and bring us back. That's how much he cares and loves for us. Deuteronomy 30, verse 5. And Yah, your Elohim, shall bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. And he shall do good to you and increase you more than your fathers. In verse 6, and Yah, your Elohim, shall circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed. It's going to take that stony heart out. It's going to take that heart of when you're being disobedient, and it formed that heart of stone. He's going to take that out. He's going to circumcise your heart. Not only yours, but the heart of your seed, the heart of your kids, the heart of your children. To love Yah, your Elohim, with all your heart, with all your being. So what? So that you might live. Life in obedience. Life in obeying and keeping his commandments. Verse 7. And Yah, your Elohim, shall put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. Listen, that verse, we don't have to be quick to want to defend ourselves. Let him do. That's what he's telling you. I'm going to put curses on your enemies. You let them go ahead and talk. Let them act out about you. Let them say things. Let them do what they got to do. You ain't got to show love. What he tells us in the scripture, love those who hate you. Anybody can love the person that's loving you. That's easy. He said, but what about those that's doing you wrong? What about those that's hating you? Love them. Why? He says, I will put the curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. Verse 8, and you shall turn back and obey the voice of Yah and to do all his commands which I command you today. I mean, you just see this over and over and over. He's telling us, obey. Command, turn back, turn back. This whole month, that's we should have been inundating ourselves with this. Turning back. Because like I said last night, this is serious. This is very serious. Look, think about it. Your life depends on it. Not only yours, but our kids and our grandkids. Verse 9, and Yah, your Elohim, shall make you have excess in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your grounds for good. For Yah turns back to rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your father. He takes pleasure in that. He takes pleasure in turning back to rejoice over you when you humble yourself, when you be obedient. And notice, that's a blessing. Notice, you shall have excess in all your work. Everything your hands touch, it's blessed. the fruit of your body, the fruit of your livestock, and the fruit of your ground for good. Verse 10, if we turn back to Yah, he will turn back to us. If you obey the voice of Yah your Elohim to guard his commands and his laws, which are written in this book of the Torah. Notice where he said it's written at. The same thing, the same book that people saying that we don't need to do. We need to unhitch from that. He says it's written in this book of the Torah. If you turn back to Yah your Elohim with all your heart and all your being, you can't just turn back halfway, not just with a part of you. He's a jealous El. We're going to read that in the scripture, how he's jealous. He's jealous why he don't want to share you with nobody or anything. He wants all of you. So he's saying, turn back with all your heart and with all your being. You have not accomplished repentance unless you are obeying. You have not accomplished repentance unless you are obeying. So in the saying, if you repent it and then you're not obeying it, it's a lie. We deceiving ourselves, and we can do that. We can deceive ourselves. James 4:1. Where do fightings and strivings come from among you? Do they not come from your pleasures that battle in your members? You desire and do not have. You murder and are jealous and are unable to obtain. You strive and fight and do not possess. Because why? You do not ask. It says, where we're not walking, we are not walking in the blessing, our sinful lifestyle hinders our prayer life. When we're not walking in the blessing, our lifestyle hinders our prayer life. That's why he says, because you do not ask. When you're sinning, you're not praying. You're not praying if you're sinning. And he says, it's hindering your prayer life. Of James 4:3, it says, you ask and do not receive because you ask evilly in order to spend it on your pleasures, on your flesh. If you're asking, you want it because you want to please the flesh. That's what he's saying. You want to please in order to spend it on your pleasures. Verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with Elohim? Whoever therefore intends to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of Elohim. Breaking the covenant through disobedience, and that's breaking our marriage vow in verse 4, because that's what he's calling an adulterer and adulteress. It's because you're breaking the covenant. You're messing around on them. That's what he's talking about when he says adulterer and adulteress. We're breaking that covenant. And that intimacy with Elohim, that's hatred toward him. If you look up intimacy, that's what it means to hate. He says you have intimacy against Elohim, and it's because you're hating him. In Matthew 6:24, listen to what Yeshua said, commentary to that. He says, no one is able to serve two masters, Matthew 6:24. For either he shall hate the one and love the other, or else he shall cleave to the one and despise the other. You are not able to serve Elohim and mammon. And that's what James is talking about, that intimacy with Elohim. Elohim, Yeshua says it plainly for you. You cannot serve two masters because you're going to hate the one or love the other. Teshuva is to merge our adulterous hearts and place our affections only on Yah.